trying to get a lot of people to come to this. Instead of serving a steak, serve chicken.
Welcome, Parshas Baloischa, based Philotophshin Einhei. Today we're going to discuss a very, very sensitive topic, a difficult topic, about shortening life because of pain. Where did this come up in the parsha? Very simple. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tes Vav, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Im kacha at oisali, horgeini no horoig. Im otzasi chein beinecho, va'ali ereber osi. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, if this is how you're going to punish the Jewish people, please kill me. Says Ramban. Says Rashi, horgeini tchila. Kill me before you kill them. I don't want to see the bad that will happen. Horgeini no haroig. Says Ramban. Tishlach olai horgim bacherev. Please send people to kill me with a sword. Ki toiv moisti afilu bacherev adam. It's better for me to be killed, to die, even from a human sword, mi'chayei tzar hazeh, in this painful life. Moshe Rabbeinu requests, please kill me.
How's that connected to your question?
Why not? We'll see. It's not connected to you. That's the topic. That Moshe Rabbeinu wants his life to be shortened to relieve himself of pain. Okay?
The pain of the punishment that they're going to get.
He doesn't want to see. It pains him. Not punishment for himself. It pains him to see what will happen to the Jewish people. Therefore, he prefers his life to be shortened.
So he's having the pain. He wants the life to be shortened because he's having the pain.
Right. He wants to avoid the pain. Therefore, he wants to shorten his life. So first of all, let's speak from the Yesodus.
Your assumption is that he's being realistic. He's not just expressing an emotion.
I'm assuming if it says in the Torah, he wasn't a bluff.
Right. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said, okay, we'll do that.
I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu was bluffing. He meant.
I don't think to shorten himself. I think Hashem should do it.
Exactly. Yeah, true.
Hashem decides.
No, but he's asking. He's requesting. Please kill me. Please send me someone to kill me.
Okay, but he's not.
Okay, it's true. I didn't say he committed suicide, but still the topic. The topic. He's still preferring to shorten his life to relieve himself of pain. This is where the topic comes up. Now we'll discuss various aspects. So let's start off with the Yesodus. Let's start off. Is a person allowed to harm himself? Before we get to kill himself, is a person allowed to harm himself? You can't kill yourself. How do you know? Where's in the Torah? It is going to do. That's interesting. It's because you're harming yourself or because you're copying the Darkei Emori? A person wants to cut off his finger. He wants to. I was told in the army, soldiers break their arms to get released. People damage themselves. They want to be sent home. They hurt themselves deliberately. Is that permitted? Is that also? The Chayvul Batzmai, is that permitted also?
That's for sure. I mean, if it's a temporary wound, yeah. to save your life.
No, not to save your life. They want to leave.
Yeah, but they want to not be in the army they can get killed.
No, because they're killed. They have had enough. They want holidays. They're demoralized. Enim koach. So they prefer to cause themselves an injury and get released. Right, that's right. So is that permitted? Let's start off with the simple things. What? Sorry? Uh-huh.
cleanse ourselves.
Okay, maybe that's life-threatening things. But a person wants to cut off his finger. It's not life-threatening. It's not right, life-threatening. Says the Mishnah, Bava Kama Tzadikom Beis, Hachoyvel Ba'atzmoy, Afa Pisha'inu Rashai, you're prohibited from harming yourself, Potur. We learn this out from Nazir. Since the Nazir is called a Chayte, because he Shitzir Atzmoy Min Hayayin, he cut himself from wine, so Kalachoymer, a person who is Chayvel to himself, is Aser. Therefore it's Aser. That's what Ein Rashai. You're not allowed to harm yourself. On the other hand, we find the Rambam says that a person makes a shvua that he will harm himself. The shvua is chal. And if he doesn't harm himself, he's over on the shvua. So the Lech HaMishnah learns from here, that must mean it's an Issa Drabono. Because if you swear to eat chazir, it's not chal, you're mushbar v'oimet. So the Lech HaMishnah proves from here the Issa to harm yourself is Issa Drabono. But the Radvaz learns it is an Issa Deraisa. Issa Deraisa for harming yourself. What's the reason for that? The Radvaz says elsewhere, because we're not owners of ourselves. Our body doesn't belong to, it's not ours that we can decide to destroy. Okay, now let's go up to killing yourself. Says the Rambam in Ilchus Ritzeach, Perek Beis, a person who commits suicide, shefech domim hu, he's a murderer to himself. He's liable for retzach. He's a murderer. Who says? When it says in the Torah, tirzach, it's referring to killing other people. How do you know that you're not allowed to kill yourself? Asked the Rambam. Oh, Shayu Oimer, by Noach it says, Vezdimchem le nafshoseichem edroish. Esdimchem le nafshoseichem edroish. Zehoyreg atzmoy. Oh, getting there, very good. Shol commits suicide, excellent, excellent. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Yorodeh Simen Shimem Hei, Hama'abed atzmoy ladas, a person who committed suicide, Ein mis'askim imoy l'kol dovor, ve'ein mis'ablin olov, no avelus, ve'ein maspidim oisoy, ve'loi koirim ve'loi choltzim. No mispidim, no shiva, and no avelus. Sorry? It doesn't say that in Shulchan, it's a minhag. I didn't see that in Shulchan Aruch. We assume chveis, they want to wear what they're doing, they'll choylem. Yeah. Okay. So we found there's an issa of committing suicide. Issa deraisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yudches Amud Aleph, tells us the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradioin, who was caught as he was teaching Torah. Hivi'u v'karchu b'seifa Torah, the enemy caught him, they wrapped him up in a Sefer Torah, they put him, they surrounded him with chavirais, moirais, with wood, firewood, v'itzitu ben asa'or, or, and they ignited the fire. They brought svugin shel tzemer, they brought wet wool, and they put him on his heart, kedei shelo yitetzei nishmasei b'mehira. Even ISIS, they obviously don't know about this one, because they do everything else. They didn't think of this one. To put Sfugin Shetzema on his heart. Sorry, what? Omru loy talmidov. Psach picho v'ikonis b'cho ish. His talmidim told him, look, you're burning. Open your mouth and let the fire come in. Omalem. Mutav yitleno misha nosno v'al yachboil hu ba'atznoi. The one who gave me my life, let him take my life away. I will not harm myself. And therefore he didn't open his mouth to let the fire come in, to to die quicker. That's asur. On the other hand, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Lamed Tes, about the Goises, a person who's dying, you cannot touch him. Because by touching him, you're hastening his death. You cannot even shut his eyelids, because maybe you're causing him to maybe he's about to die a half a second later, and you are causing him to die a quarter of a second later. But says the Ramah, if there's something external that's preventing his soul from leaving him, kegoin, if next to the house yesh kol doifek, there's a noise, kegoin choitev etzim, there's someone's cutting wood, and it's jerking the guy, the goises, and it's preventing his neshama from leaving, because he gets jerked every time there's a noise, or he has salt on his tongue, which is preventing him from dying, then mutar la'asiroi misham, you're allowed to tell the guy, please stop chopping wood, let this guy die. You have to take the salt off his tongue. The shach says don't do that because you're moving him, but the fact you're taking the salt off and you're hastening the death, that's permitted, because you're not, because you're meisir hamoineya. All you're doing is taking away what's preventing him from dying. So on the other hand, Abchinam and Tradi wouldn't open his mouth. He called this a pe'ula, to let the fire come in. If the soul is trying to depart, there's external interference by the noise, you can stop the noise to allow the soul to leave. No, because he felt that's a pe'ula. If his mouth was open, he wouldn't have to shut it. But to open the mouth, held up chinim and tradi, that's asur. Yes? It's the same story. Right. The guy said, if I take it off, will you get... He said, yeah, please, take it off. That's the continuation of the Chavinim and Tradyon. He did want the goy to take it off.
The opening his mouth and telling him to stop banging wood.
That's two different things. He wasn't banging the wood over there. To open his mouth would let the fire in that he didn't want to do. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taflamo Tamudala, David HaMelech asked Hashem, please tell him, when am I going to die? Hashem said, I'm sorry, it's a gzera milfonai, we don't tell people when they're going to die. Ask David, please tell me ve'edo machodel ani, please tell me which day of the week will I die? You will die on Shabbos. Ask David HaMelech, please, can I die on Sunday? Why? Says Rashi, "Shiyuchlu isasek biu bespeiti." You have to bury me properly in a royal way. Be maspit me. Said Hakadosh Baruch Hu, no, because that's really time for Shlomo to be the Melech. You can't take away in Malchus Nogas bechaverta afilu kamor nima. Ask David the Melech. So bury me, kill me on Friday. David the Melech requests to die a day early. Says Hashem, no. Because Toivli echod be says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, no, Toivli yoyim bechatzerecho mi elef, Toivli yoyim echod shata yoyshev veyisib batoiro mi elef oylois sheosid shloim abincho lehakriv lefonai al hamizbeach. No, a day of your life is too precious. It's your Torah you learn that day and that Friday is worthwhile more than 1,000 oylois shloim will bring. But we see that David is requesting to shorten his life. He can't commit suicide, but he was requesting to shorten his life. The Gemara in the Dorin, Memo Medalev, Karamavakir esachoile, whoever visits the sick, goreim loy sheyichye, you cause him to live. How does that happen? Says the Gemara, you daven for him. You daven for him, you see what he needs, and you daven for him, you give him life. Because she'ein mevaker esachoile, whoever doesn't visit the sick, goreim loy sheyomus, you cause him to die. What do you mean, cause him to die? Says the Gemara, because ein mevakish olav rachamim loy sheyichye veloy sheyomus. You don't daven for him to live or to die. Says the Rosh, what does that mean? Were you to visit him, you could have daven, you'd see his plight, you would daven for him. It could have been his Eis Ratzon. You didn't daven for him, it's as if you killed him. Because you could have saved him. That's what the Rosh says. But the Ran says, by not visiting him, you lost him the tefillah. Because you would have davened for him to live, and maybe you would have davened for him to die, says the Ran. Because sometimes pa'amim shetzor levakesh rachamim al choyle shayomus, sometimes you need to daven for a sick person to die. If the choyle is suffering, if he can't live and he's suffering, sometimes you have to daven for him to die. And therefore, by you didn't go to visit him, you didn't daven for him to live, and you didn't even daven for him to die. What's the source for the Ran? How do you know that you should daven for a choyle to die sometimes? The Ran, of course, brings a source from the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph, describing the death of Rebbe. Hahu Yoyma Danach Nafshei the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, Gozru Rabbonon Ta'anisa, Rabbonin declared a fast. Ubay Rachamim, the Rabbonin were davening. His maid, Amsa the Rebbe, she's very famous because we have many Gemaras we talk about and learn things from her. Amsa the Rebbe went up to the roof. Of Amra, Elyoinim Evakshim es Rebbe, Uvatachtoinim Evakshim es Rebbe. The heavens want to take Rebbe, and the Tachtoinim in this world you want to keep Rebbe. She davens, let the tachtoinim override the elyoinim. But something happened afterwards. Kaven de chazoi kama zimni. She saw a few times that Rebbe had to go to the bathroom because he was a chole ma'ayim. He had a sickness in his stomach, and every time he had to take off his tefillin and put his tefillin back on, the komit sta'er. She saw that Rebbe was suffering. Amra, Yirat Sein Shiyakufu Elyoinim Esa Tachtoinim. She davened, I want the heavens to override the Tachtoinim, let them take him away. Rehabi Shoski Rabbonim in Ibai Rachami. Rabbonim didn't stop davening. They were continuing to daven. Shokla Kuza, she took an earthenware vessel. The Shadiyam Igre the Rama, boom, she threw it on the floor. Ishtukur mirachami, Rabbon heard this noise, the explosion, they stopped. V'nach nafshei the Rebbe, and he died. Says the Ran, here we are, here we go. She saw the Rebbe was mitztaer, she davened for him to die. So therefore, says the Ran, here's the source that the chole, that cannot live, because they davened for him to become healthy, he wasn't becoming healthy. And he's mitztaer. Sometimes you daven for him to die. This is the proof of the Ran. Therefore, says Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat Chelek Beis, he learns from here Halacha Lemaisa. A Chole who is sick, it's not possible to cure him. And we have the ability to extend his life. We could give him medicine that would extend his life, but with the Yisurim. We cannot cure his condition, but we can extend his life. Therefore, Eini Teino, we shouldn't give him such a medicine. As we find, Amsa the Rebbe, she didn't want Rabbanon to daven to extend his life. She davened for his life to end. He was mitzta'er, and we davened for his life to end. And she stopped the davening. I said, if you could relieve his pain, extend his life and relieve his pain, then obviously you're obligated to. What if it's just temporary, just wait till a professor will come, maybe you can find a cure to the situation, then you're obligated. But if the situation is, it's a given situation, there's no recovery, but just to extend the life, but with the pain, therefore we see, we're passing like the Ran, and therefore, you should not give such treatment. As they thought our Moshe finds in the Igros Moshe. But it's very fascinating. Why? Because the Moshe is passing in the Ran, but he doesn't pass at the Ran. Rav Moshe Feinstein, brave God Lusay, he paskins the Ran, but he doesn't paskin the Ran. He paskins the principle, don't extend life, it's just for pain. A life of pain is not worthwhile. Better to end it, but Lemaisa, he doesn't paskin at the Ran. Because says Rav Moshe, should we daven for a Chayda to die? He says, no. Because how do you know the Chayda has no, there's no refuah? By Rabbonon, Wed Korach HaTfilah, if you see they davening recovery and not accepted, you know that's it. It's a given situation. There'll be no recovery. But by us, we don't have such people. We don't have such people that we know they daven and there's no answer. That means there's no help. There's no hope. Therefore, in the world of Tfilah, he doesn't pass behind the Ran. In the world of Tfilah, if you see a Chayla who's ill, and you daven five times and he's still ill, doesn't mean you should daven for him to die. Because who's to say that your tefillah, what kind of tefillah do you have? You should daven again. Only by the Amsa the Rebbe, where the bottom was davening and it wasn't accepted, she knew there's no hope, no recovery. See, that, now in that respect he doesn't paskinite the Ran. But he does paskin the principle of the Ran, that if you have a choleh, that's a given situation, and medically, it's a given, it's clear, there's no shaila. There's no shaila, there is no hope for this situation. Then, you should not extend his life. The Maisa, the Oroch HaShulchan paskins the Ran, he does bring the Ran. Other Achroinim are skeptical. Shevet Alevi says the poison, don't bring it. Again, the same point, we don't know really. Maybe there is hope. On the other hand, in the Mincha Shloima, Chelek Aleph Simon Tzadik Aleph Sikotn Chav Dalet, if the Chole is a Yerushalmayim and he still has his mind, you should try and persuade him that Yofe Shoachas B'Tshuva V'Olam Hazeh Mikol Chaye Olam Habo. We should persuade him to want to continue his life even though he's suffering. He proves this from the Gemara in Soita. The Gemara in Soita of Chof Amad Aleph talks about the Soita who has given to drink the water with Hashem's name, and says the Mishnah, Eino maspekas lishtois, she's immediately affected, ache poinea marikois, poinea boltois, vimismares gidim. Her whole body starts to change, she's affected by the water, she sinned, she's affected by the water. And the Kohanim say, take her out, Shloi Titama Azara. Take her out of Azara, because she's going to die over here. Says the Mishnah, Vim yesh lo schus. If she has a schus, toile lo. Yesh schus she toile shono achas. Yesh schus toile shpeis shonim. Yesh schus toile shkima shonim. Even though she's in this terrible situation, but sometimes the schus will extend her life. What is the help? Why is the schus extend the life? If pain is such a negative thing, what does she need such a life for? What type of schus is that? Must be that Yofa Shoachas, Shetshuva Maisim Tovim Ba'Olam Hazeh, Mikol chayolam apo. Therefore, if he has a mind, if his mind's still with him, try and persuade him to wish, to continue his life. On the other hand, the famous Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we've spoken about before, talking about the three, Chazal tell us that Paroi, there were three advisors to Paroi. There was Bilam, and there was Yisroi, and there was Eoiv. And Bilam gave the negative advice, didn't save the Jewish people, and Yisroi objected and had to run away, and Eoiv was silent. Therefore Bilam got killed by the sword, and Yisroi merited to wonderful things, and Eoiv got Yisurei Eoiv. So Praim, it's not fair. Yisroi, he did the actual bad, and he lived a normal life, and he got killed. Big deal, 1 second of pain. But Eoiv had to suffer. All he did was being silent, not bad as Bilam, yet he suffered the life of Yisurei Eoiv. Says Reb Chaim, you see from here, that life of suffering is much better, is worth much more than dying. I think that we have a machlekes about this in our very parsha. In our very parsha, in Pasuk Chof, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof, where Hashem says that I'm going to give them the meat, I'll give them for a whole month till it come out of their nose. Ask Rashi as a stira. On one hand it says Chodesh Yomim. On the other hand it says Habasa Odenu Ben Shineim, and they die. When the meat was just biting into it, they already died. How can it be? One pasuk says 30 days, one pasuk says it was immediate. Answers Rashi. Baksheirim mismatzim al mitoseihem. They would die straight away. No, they would die, took them 30 days to die. Atchoidesh yomim ze baksheirim, she mismatzim al mitoseihem. Vacharkach lishvosim shor yitzah. The ksheirim, it took them 30 days to die. And the Roshoyim Oimer Habasa Edenu Ben Shinei was immediate. You see, like what we said, it's a prolonged life of pain is better than dying. Says Rashi, that's in the Sifri. B'machilta Mashonoi Chiluf. HaRoshoyim Oimer Starim Shloishim Yoim. Adrabba. The Roshoyim get 30 days to suffer. V'aksherim Habasa Edenu Ben Shinei. The Ksherim, the Zecha to die straight away. Have machlekes of it. What's better? To live a life of pain or to die immediately? What is better? The machlokes is over here between the Sifri and the Mechilta. The Sifri holds the Ksherim merit 30 days. The Roshoyim die straight away. And the Mechilta says the opposite. The Roshoyim suffer for 30 days, the Ksherim die straight away. I would suggest it depends on the quality of life. It depends. If the person has das, if he can still utilize his life with the pain, he can still do tshuva, ma'is and tovim, he can still be on top of his situation, then that's a life worthwhile living. But a life of pain, of just suffering, that's a life that's preferable to finish. And that's when you would daven for that person to die. But as Rishon Zalman says, if you could speak to him, if he still has his das, and persuade him to wish the life, then yofer, Tshuva, yofer, shu'achas ba'olam hazeh, of tshuva ma'isin tovim mikol chayei olam haba. Now, I think I found a very big machlokes. Can you disconnect the machine? People who are being, who cannot breathe, and they have a machine that's allowing them to breathe, and they're suffering, and there's no hope. Can you disconnect the machine? In the Tzitz Eliezer, Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, he's asked by doctors, we have people after accidents, their skull has been crushed, or their neck is broken, and first of all, we treat them as they come in, we give them full treatment, and we put them on what are they called? Breathing machines, what are they called? Respirators. Because we always, as a patient comes in, we always give them full treatment. But then they test and they see, they prove that there's a disconnection between the brain and the body, and the brain is not controlling anything anyway, it's disconnected. That the body itself, if you, with these machines, it just breathes through the machine. And he's asked by the doctors, what does the halacha say? Since Eliezer, if the person has no life of his own and just been sustained by a machine, it's also to prolong his life. Says the Tzitzel Yezer. Osir. What's his raya? He brings from the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim Sim Reish Lama Dalet. But people who are shouting. He says, Ein tzoyekim alov b'shas yitziyat neshama. Kidei shaloi tachso ha'neshama v'yizbol yisurim koshim. I don't know what this means exactly, but something about shouting, does it mean tefillah? It said, don't shout, because it's neshama, because you're going to cause the neshama to stay and be soivel. And says the Sefer Hasidim, it says in Keheles, eis lo ledes ve'eis lo mus, a time to be born and a time to die. It doesn't say eis lichyois ve'eis lo mus. Why not? Because lichyois is not in our hands. But likewise, says the Sefer Hasidim, that Islamus, what we've been taught, is a time to die. Don't interfere. Because, Sha'odom Goises, V'nafsho Odom, V'kishenefesh Odom Yotza, Ein Tzoyekim Alov Shatosh of Nafshoi. Don't shout for it to come back. Ke'ein Yoch Elichyois, Ki'imat Yomim. You can only live for a few days, V'oisem Yomim Yizbol Yisurin. Because Ein Shiltoim B'yoyim Amavis. What it means, as it explains this to the Ezra, it means to say that the man should not interfere. When it comes time for the person to die, don't interfere. There's an Islamus. Don't get involved. Because it came for time to die, therefore, it's negative, says the Tzitzel Eliezer, it's a negative Hashem Yisbara, Shagozar, Shenshilto Yimamoves. It's not under our control, our domain to continue this type of life, and therefore don't shout. And culture can, when a person doesn't have any life of his own and you're just being, it's just a respirator, then it's also, you should not continue, since it's clear he can never recover. If it's also you are interfering with enshiltoin b'yom office, that's Shita Satit Eliezer, and therefore he holds you must pull out the plug. What? We do? Because in Moshe, in the Mincha Shloima, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadik Aleph, he says that even at a time when we're davening for a chayla to die, because he's suffering, we still, at the same time we're davening for die, we still have to give him all that he needs. And we have to give him oxygen even against his will. You don't have to give him medicine that causes him pain if the Hoyle doesn't want it. We still have to give him oxygen. And I think that's where Moshe Feinstein also says the same thing. The oxygen you must give him. I think it's a machlekes. I have to look more into this. Is a machlekes. Okay, now our last point. This part is not halacha l'maisa. If Chas v'Shalom should be Meisa, then please, I didn't learn this properly, well enough to that level of Psak, Chas v'Shalom. We're just discussing the topics. Our last point we want to discuss is Shaul HaMelech. As Mr. Fleischman pointed out, Shaul HaMelech committed suicide. At Kam, you only spoke about davening to shorten life. We discussed about not giving life prolonging medicine. We spoke about not interfering with death, but we never spoke about causing death. That we never spoke about. By Shaul HaMelech in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, as Shaul HaMelech sees he's losing the battle, Vayomer Shaul Unoseh Kelov, Shleif Kar Bechor V'Dor Kenibi, please stab me. When you avoid a reading a elu but a crani, this alu. but the request was refused. Vayikach Shaul es hacherev vayipoil oleho. Shaul took the sword and he fell on his sword. Why did he do that? Was that permitted? Is that also? A three shittas rishonim about this. The rishonim will hold that Shaul also shaloi kedim. It was wrong what he did. You cannot take your life. The rishonim, the Ritva and Avodah Zarah, hold that Shaul did that because he was afraid that they'll capture him and force him to do averas. And that's the halacha. If you're afraid of being forced to do an avera, you're allowed to take your life. But the Rosh in Moed Katan's Paragimo Simon Tzadik Dalet learns that that Godo she'ibed atzmo ladas machma shemafkirim oisai. If you're afraid, like Kugon Shaul Melech Yisrael, it's mutter, as we learn from the Medrash, that Shaul, what Shaul did was permitted. And how do you know it was permitted what he did? Because we see the Am Yisrael were punished, that they weren't maspid him kalocha. They didn't eulogize Shaul properly, so obviously what he did was correct. La'aloch in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeh Simen Shimem Hei Siv Gimel, says God al ma'abed atzmo ladas v'onus k'Shaul ha'melech. We'll still treat him like anyone else. We don't treat him like committing suicide, says the Shach, because he was afraid of being killed by the Plishtim. Therefore, persons from ma'abed atzmo ladas, if he knows his death is clear, then it's permitted. In Tshuvas Ma'amakim, Shut Ma'amakim is a frightening shoot by Ephraim Oshri. He was a rav in the Holocaust, and he recites that two days before the destruction of Ghetto Kobna, when everyone knew that the end was right in front of them, and Ish Mechubet came to speak to him, that since the Germans would enjoy the pain of their victims, they would kill children in front of their parents, they would kill wives in front of the husbands and then kill the husband, because they enjoy watching him suffer. And Ish Nechbot to ask him, I don't want to suffer the pain of seeing my family murdered in front of myself, and therefore I'm asking, can I want to commit suicide? Can you give me a heter to commit suicide? I will in that way I won't have to suffer through torture, and I'll be zoicha to Jewish burial, because if I commit suicide now, there's a base of cross in the ghetto, I'll be buried a Jewish burial. So he gave him an answer, said, yes, you are permitted. This is a situation like Shaul HaMelech. Death is apparent. We paskin that Shaul HaMelech was correct. You can commit suicide. But he does say, I want to say Begoin. I'm proud of saying, in the whole of Ghetto Kobna, only three people committed suicide. And why am I proud of this? Because there's a Chil Hashem aspect. Because if you're committing suicide, you're showing there's no hope. But everyone else, he says, "Himinu b'muna shleimo kilo itoish Hashem amoi, v'minu b'bias haMashiach b'chol yom shechikul shavovoi." Therefore, they didn't kill it. They still had hope. And if I'm proud that no one else committed suicide, because there's a Chil Hashem aspect. But therefore, that's what he paskens. Anyway, so what came out? What we learned? Life is not ours to take. There are cases where, and we see even Chanan ben Tradio, and didn't we want to open his mouth to let the fire come in? You may ask, how is that different than Shaul? His death was also an apparent. Why is it, well, if Shaul was allowed to kill himself, why couldn't Chanan open his mouth? So the Shud Ma'amakim says, Zumidas Chasidus. He's not worse off than anyone else, than Shaul HaMelech. We saw that we're not biding on our life, we're not owners of our life, we cannot commit suicide. A person who commits suicide is a rotzeach. We did see, you can't, you're not even able to harm yourself. you can, if life is if a person is dying, you and something is stopping him from dying, you can prevent that stopping. That you can daven, going to run, you can daven for a chayyah to die. Ramesh times we're not that level, because who's to say there's no hope? But when indeed there's no hope, you can stop giving him life prolonging medicine if he's going to suffer his pain. If you can speak to him, you should persuade him that it's better to suffer the pain. If you can persuade him. I think there's machlokes achronim about breathing. Medicine you don't have to give him. What about breathing to stopping the machine? The Tzitz Eliezer says you're obligated to stop the machine. Again, when there's no hope, when it's clear there's no hope. Only such a situation, because you're interfering with death. Don't get involved. I think in other achronim they say differently. You are obligated to the oxygen. Yesh la'ayin. Committing suicide, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's permitted to commit suicide. Shol Hamelech. But otherwise not. So this is what we learned. The Moshe Rabbeinu davened Horgeinu Haroik. This should be not halacha, not lemaisa. We should only have good things. Yisro Koach, thank you very much. Good Shabbos.